South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
We have the Rayburn family in the studio today. It's a new day. I'm Red Palmer. And we have Trevor, who is the dad and the pastor of a local church called Morningside?
Morning Star Church.
Morning Star. And his wife, Melissa, is here. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And then we have little Robert, who's how old?
Five.
And we have Chloe. How old are you? Five, because you're actually fraternal.
Fraternal twins.
Now, what is means father or?
So, fraternal is actually meaning, so they're not identical. And they were, when they were born, they were in two different eggs. So, they're not born in the same egg, like a shared womb space. Now, there's a shared womb space, but they're in separate eggs. So, they don't have chromosomally, they're unique, not identical. So, you know, one might be taller, one might be shorter, one might
grow faster. No, put it right there. Fraternal means separate ovum.
Yes, so two eggs and born at the same time. Although, who's older by 1 minute? Oh, yeah.
The old guy.
Yeah.
Robert's the old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, all your life you're going to be in charge now. You got to protect your younger sister. You know that, right? Yeah. You
love me and my brother are older.
What'd she say? My brother and I what?
Me and my brother are older.
Well,
they're getting older.
Oh, you're getting older. Growing.
But yeah. He will always be older.
Yep.
I had an older brother, too. Mm-hmm.
I had an older brother, too, when I was young. Mm-hmm. So now you two, they're both adopted.
Yes. So my wife and I are involved in foster care, and we got plugged in with a wonderful organization called 4Kids. It's the number 4, K-I-D-S, 4Kids, and they are a Christian licensing group that trains up Christian homes to then take in children who come into care. And the goal of foster care is always reunification. And the Treasure Coast District for 4Kids Foster Care is actually doing unbelievable things for children up in this part. 4Kids started about 25 years ago with Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale. And it's grown to be a huge group among all the foster care agencies in the state of Florida.
Yeah, it's 4Kids of South Florida, which is the number 4, and then kids.
But when we got married, we've been dealing with infertility our whole marriage, and we've been praying about how to raise a family. Lord, what would you have us to do? And we've looked at a number of options. My wife has a sister-in-law that was a foster child herself, and so it came up almost as a natural conversation of what
route. So she was not your natural sister, but a foster child that your parents adopted?
No,
this actually,
is your
so brother. She's so she is a sister-in-law who was
sister-in-law.
Okay. Yes. So she came in through the foster care system. So I had exposure growing up and to multiple foster families. And I just find it so striking how when you're adopted or a foster child, you are treated as their own. Just like when, you know, with Christ, how he brings us into his family as his own.
But what about the threat of somebody coming back from an abusive situation and then 5 years later, 10 years later, say, well, I want Robert and Chloe back.
Well, there's,
I mean, you might as well put a bullet in my head.
So,
I mean, you fall in love with these children, they fall in love with you. What a horrible thing to have them snatched away. So are you made impervious by the law that cannot happen?
Correct. But also, you know, we thought, you know, not having children ourselves for a number of years, we were thinking, gosh, if we open our home to children and we care for them, we grow attached to them, we love on them, and then they go back to their families, which, again, is what you really want. It can be very crushing for a foster family, especially those who haven't had children. But yet we had a lady, her name was Kenya, And she spoke to us and she said, what if that's the only time that these children in your home would ever feel the love of God through Jesus Christ? And so that's your mission. And that's what made us say yes to foster care. Even though you prepare for heartbreak, you know that what you're doing is the Lord's work. And so as foster parents, we want to love on every child that
comes. Okay, how long do you have to be a foster? Now, were these two foster children?
Yes.
They're no longer foster
children. No. So in the terms of the state, you have what's called TPR, Termination Parental Rights. But essentially, Termination of Parental Rights. And the way I describe this is that it's both hope and heartbreak, because while it's a very difficult day for biological parents, at the same time, we're thinking about the children, and for the kids, they get a forever home. And children in foster care deal with trauma. There's a statistic out there that children who have been in foster care almost have the same kind of PTSD that a veteran would have. So you really want to give them as much stability as possible and almost as soon as possible.
At first, when they're in foster care, the goal is reunification. So as far as them being snatched out, I mean, if law enforcement and, you know, there's something that's found where the child is no longer safe with that parent at that time, there is still the sole goal of reunification, if at all safely possible. Yeah. And if the parents are not able to fulfill the case plan set out in court, then at that point, after sometimes many chances, it depends on the severity, that's when it may result in termination of parental rights and then the child being open to adoption. But that isn't the sole goal. Adoption is not the sole goal of foster care. It's to love the kids as long as they're in your home and reunify with the biological parents, if at all, safely possible. Yeah. That's always goal one. Yeah.
The 4Kids Agency, they just started something new to work, to put in place among churches. And this is where I'm saying what's happening in the Treasure Coast is wonderful, especially for the kingdom of God. And that is, they have started this thing called Care Portal. It's where churches are given a program that says, hey, there's a family that needs a crib, diapers, food, water for some child that lives near where your church is. And so you get alerted to help that family. You want to keep a child from entering into DCF care as much as possible. You probably know of another agency that does a lot of similar work called Safe Families, where before there's ever a child that's removed from the home, you try to help that family and support them.
DCF, Department
of Children and Families. But here's the wonderful thing that we're seeing happen along the Treasure Coast. So that's Martin County, St. Lucie County, now Indian River County.
Yeah.
And that is, we just came off of a 4Kids Gala event, a fundraiser, just 2 weeks ago. And a beautiful resort. I've never been there. The Hutchinson Resort. Have you?
No.
Pretty area. But
it's on Hutchinson Island, I presume.
Yeah.
Where is it? Must be in South Hutchinson Island.
Yes, South Hutchinson Island. Near Kyle G's restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, in that area. So 60% of the children who are going into foster homes in the Treasure Coast are going into Christian family foster homes. This is a much different statistic than you see in West Palm Beach and South.
Say that stat again.
60% of the foster kids entering into foster care are going into Christian foster homes. And I think that when you're trying to engage our culture as a church, as a Christian families, we are presenting Jesus.
Great place for harvest.
Great place for harvest. And again, how do you overcome trauma if not through Christ? There's nothing that we can do to fix ourselves. Only Jesus can. And so we are in a position where I'm really trying to promote.
Now, how do you think Jesus does that?
Well,
you say that.
Yeah.
And you're under the auspices, purportedly, of Jesus, if you're a Christian family or household. But how does that help?
I think knowing
I mean, Jesus isn't coming down generally, miraculously healing people of post-traumatic syndrome.
Mm-hmm. I work as a hospital medicine PA for Cleveland Clinic Indian River Hospital at the Behavioral Health Center. There are so many foster children that come to the Behavioral Health Center just really struggling. And then there's also adults. I mean, all a wide range, but many foster children in our pediatric unit. You know, they say, I have no hope, struggling with that PTSD. And, you know, this life, we live in a broken world. And, you know, sin, it separates us from God, right? So how can we have peace and joy and hope if we're not connected to the one who created us? And so, you know, Jesus creates that gap by dying on the cross for our sin so that we can one day be united with God. But it's only through what Jesus did on the cross, forgiving us for our sin, that we're able to stand before a holy, perfect God, forgiven.
Now, what is it you do with that? You're a PA? And,
oh, yeah. So I work as a hospital medicine.
That's a physician's assistant.
Yeah, physician associate.
Mm-hmm.
Just the name was recently changed, but yeah, so I...
Well, that's better. Instead of assistant, a physician associate.
Yeah, I think there's some confusion.
You know why? Because they don't have enough doctors now, so they have to up it a little bit and give a little more authority to the
PAs.
Yeah,
and then there's practitioners.
It's more of a... it's basically what our role's been from the beginning and more of a representation of it.
Yeah.
Because we're independent practitioners.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so we say this, and I'm not trying to be harsh. And I've had miraculous encounters with who I believe is Jesus, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Yet when I was going through a great grieving in my life, a number of times, one in particular, I can remember I was singing at a church. I was singing a song, "Look away from your sorrows, look unto me. Look away from tomorrows, look unto me. Leave all of your heartache at the foot of the tree, leave all of your burdens and look unto me." And I actually felt kind of like a liar on the platform as I was traveling around. Mm-hmm. Because hidden, I didn't tell anybody, but I was going through this horrible, horrible heartbreak. And yet, I didn't really get any comfort maybe in hope. And they say hope's the last thing to die. So what I want to know is, how does this actually transform to helping the child? I mean, for instance, have you ever experienced the supernatural peace of Jesus?
Yes.
You have. Okay, I have to. Have you? You don't sound like maybe you have. You have? I'm talking about supernatural, beyond a shadow of a doubt, a visitation of his holiness, okay? Okay. So I had that. When I first became a born-again Christian at the age of 29, it was I would learn instead of it. I don't like people to call the Holy Spirit it. He was with me for at least 6 months. Not that I was drunk in the spirit, but I was, you know, flooded. Now, I was orphaned when I was young, so he says he's the father to the orphan. So I think in some ways people look at my life and say, this guy's gotten privilege. The only privilege I've gotten is God promises he's the father to the orphan.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.